Well, today on Lake 88, we are looking at the fundraisers. And right now, we would like to take a look at one group in particular that has been fundraising for a very special demographic in our listening area. That would be youth. Joining us here right now is Jennifer Miller from Big Brothers Big Sisters Leonard County. Jennifer, welcome.
Thank you, Bob. Thanks for having me.
We've talked about some of the big fundraisers in the past, and we will talk about one that's coming up. And of course, I do want to reflect on one that happened not too long ago. But first things first, we got to mention that the 50th anniversary is coming up.
It's a big year. So we were founded in 1973 by a group of residents of Carlton Place. And they decided that young boys in the community who came from a single parent family needed a little extra support. So they kicked off our agency, and I mean, it didn't take many years before they realized it wasn't just young gentlemen that needed support, that kids of all walks of life all need a special friend who cares about them and does good things with them and can provide some mentorship. So here we are.
Half a century later, and yeah, and things are looking really good. One of the big fundraisers that is coming up is the Golf for Kids Sake, and that is not too far off. It's Saturday, June 3rd. Tell us about that.
So this is probably our second largest fundraiser of the year. We run a few of them, as you know, Bob, but this one's held at Maple View in Perth. They've been hosting us there for years. They're wonderful to us. And we usually raise about $20,000. So we're signing up teams as we speak. So hopefully folks listening today will be inspired. Someday the sun will shine and we'll be out on the golf course.
Absolutely. And you know what? Like starting a golf tournament early in the season, I think that's pretty wise because people are itching to get out. So you may get a few extra people signing up.
It works out well for us. There is a bit of a strategy behind it. So looking forward to it.
Yeah. So tell us about this tournament. It's a little bit different than some of the other ones that are out there.
Well, first of all, it's a Saturday tournament, so it makes it really approachable for people of all walks of life. It's a daytime tournament, starts at 8 o'clock. We kick it off with some breakfast, and it is best ball. There's a barbecue lunch. Boy, those folks at Maple View can cook. So we have a barbecue, and we do an online auction as well. We used to do the auction in person. Of course, COVID hit. So we've reined that in and it's online, and that'll be kicking off in the next couple of weeks on our social media feeds.
That's fantastic. And of course, you just had the Bowl for Kids Sake not too long ago, raising another ton of money. How much was brought in this year?
We cleared 80,000.
Oh my Lord.
I know, it was amazing. You know, our rebuilding period from COVID is going very well. People are just really keen to support us. We're so thankful for that, Bob. And so bowling went really well this year.
I think what's happened is they've been locked in their house with their kids for a while, and now they want their kids to go places. And why not support one of the best organizations that can treat them well?
You know, as you know, that we fundraise for most of our dollars to operate our agency. So these things are really important to us.
And so we talk about, you know, how you're going to get the funds. Tell us just briefly, and that may be the hardest thing in the world to do, but just give us some broad strokes, some of the things that this money pays for.
Sure. So we have trained social service workers on staff who make matches. So they match adult volunteers with kids who are in need of a little extra support. So we do like one-on-one matches. We also do small group stuff. So we have Go Girls and Game On, which is are both healthy lifestyle programs. We do those in the school. We do after school programming. And we also run a youth center in Smiths Falls. So a variety of programs and services for youth in our community.
How's the youth center going?
Oh, it's so busy. It's going great. And another great rebound story. So of course, during COVID, we were closed down quite a bit of the time. Now we're serving, you know, anywhere from 25 to 35 kids a night at the youth center. So it's a popular thing. In fact, I hear they had a contest the other night that if you didn't win, you got to throw a, or if you won, you got to throw a pie in the face of one of the staff members. So there was a lot of laughing going on the other night.
Fantastic. And I bet you stayed clear that night, right?
I happened to not be available. Yes, that's right.
Before I let you go, as we mentioned before, it is the 50th anniversary, and there are some special events that are going on over the course of the year.
Yeah, and I think the one to highlight right now is we have booked November 2nd for a gala, 50th anniversary gala. We're hosting it in Carlton Place at the Grand. Carlton Place, like I said earlier, is kind of our birthplace. And so we're going back there for the celebration. And so we just ask people to stay tuned and we'll have tickets available in the next couple of months.
And I'll tell you what, we'll have you back for an In Focus to talk just about the 50th anniversary and all the wonderful things that are going on. Because, I've said it before, I'll say it again. You guys do great work, and we really appreciate what you do for the youth in our community.
Thank you so much, and thanks for all your support. You folks are great champions of our work.
Jennifer Miller has been our guest from Lanark County, or sorry, Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Lanark County, as we take a look on this special edition of the fundraisers here on Lake 88 and lanarkleadstoday.ca. I'm Bob Perreault. Thanks so much for listening.